We're reporting live at SDN headquarters, and we're here to bring you the latest news. So, the singer, Alanis Morris, I don't think I pronounced that right, but you will be able to read in the title. So, she has came out back in 2021, which, you know, that was a while back, but it's just popping up, you know, for a lot of people. I mean, it popped up in my newsfeed. But I don't think that it should still be ignored. I think I should still acknowledge this news report. So, she says that she has had multiple men having sex with her when she was just 15. Which is very, very, very disgusting. Multiple men, probably the elites. And they were taking advantage of this woman when she was an underage minor. That is honestly disgusting. In a new documentary released this week, the singer alleges that multiple men had sex with her when she was just 15. The artist, who had a hit 1995 album with the Jagged Little Pill, makes the disturbing claim in a film titled Jagged that premiered on Monday at the Toronto Film Festival, according to the Washington Post. The singer, who is 47, was a pop star in Canada in her youth, appearing on the children's television sketch comedy You Can't Do That on Television for 5 episodes when she was in junior high school before she made it big. I'm going to need some help because I never talk about this, she begins before plunging into the topic. About 3/4 of the way through the movie, the singer broaches the topic of sexual abuse during her earliest years of fame, the Post reported. It took me years in therapy to even admit that there had been any sort of victimization on my part, she says. I would always say I was consenting, and then I'd be reminded, like, hey, you were 15. You're not consenting at 15. And she's definitely white. No minor can consent to sexual activity. They cannot do that. You have to be 18 years old to have sexual activity. And she is white, but they obviously took advantage of her. She goes on to say, oh yeah, they're all pedophiles. It's all statutory rape. While Who is she referring to remains unclear, but the singer does not name any of her alleged abusers. But she says she issued calls for help in the music industry and no one listened to her. The singer said that people in the industry had ignored her in the past. She did tell a few people, but it was kind of deaf ears. It would usually be a stand-up, walk out of the room moment. So, what do you guys think of that? Do y'all believe that there's actually pedophiles in the, like, in the, like, industries and stuff? I believe so. I believe there's a pedophile in every single popular industry. And people like that deserve to get exposed. They should not be holding on to that amount of power and money. Thanks for listening.